For farm workers who travel to Western North Carolina to work seasonal harvests, social distancing isn't an option. Migrant farm workers share living spaces. It can look like a cabin with a dozen bunk beds or an entire floor of a motel, sometimes with six people to a room. Marianne Martinez is the executive director of Vecinos, which provides health care to farm workers in the state's eight westernmost counties.
For one person to get the coronavirus, that basically means that everybody that they live with is going to get it.
She says, particularly for those who travel long distances for the job and are sending money back home.
The people that do show symptoms will continue to work because that's why they're here. They're here to work. They're not going to let, you know, some cold symptoms stop them.
The nation's agriculture sector already faces a labor shortage. Last month, the federal government suspended interviews for H-2A agricultural visas in Mexico. Only returning applicants were accepted. The U.S. has since backtracked and reinstated the visa program. It followed an outcry from farmers and lawmakers who feared for the impact on the economy and the nation's food supply. Martinez says if coronavirus spreads among the farm worker population, the consequences will be dire for everyone.
And we're already seeing, especially in our region, in Georgia, cabbage rotting on the ground, blueberries rotting on the bush because there's nobody to pick them. So we're already short on labor. Imagine if those camps of those growers get infected.
Because of COVID-19, Vecinos is limiting its in-person contact with patients. The organization is focusing on efforts to prevent the spread of the disease by providing Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer, and facial coverings to workers' camps. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.